Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning the final Aliyah in Parshas Vayakhel, that is Perek Lamed Ches, Pasuk Aleph. And let's not forget, when Parshas Vayakhel Pekudei are together, this is the fourth Aliyah of Parshas Vayakhel Pekudei, and we're still in the middle of learning about Bezalel and his team building the Mishkan, and the Pasuk tells us, Vayas es Mizbach Ha'Ola Atze Shittim, and he made the Mizbech for the Ola Karbonus out of Shittim wood. Chamesh Amos Arkay, it was 5 Amos long, Chamesh Amos Rachbay, and 5 Amos wide, Revua, it was square, Vishalash Amos Kamashai, and 3 Amos tall. Vayas Karnosav al Arba Pinosav, he made its protrusions, its horns, on its four corners. Mimenu Hayu Karnosav, the horns were made from it. Vayitzafayus in Cheshes, and he covered it with copper. Vayas was Kolklei HaMizbech, and he made all the vessels that went with the Mizbech. Es HaSiros, Ves HaYoyim, Ves HaMizrakais, all the pots, the shovels, and the sprinkling basins. Es HaMizlogas, Ves HaMachtois, the prongs and the fire pans. Kol Kalev Asin Cheshes, all of its vessels were made out of copper. Vayas HaMizbech, Michbar, Masei Reshes Necheshes, and he made a netting for the Mizbech, made out of copper. Tachas karkuvay milmato ad chetzoy, below its band, downwards, by its midpoint. Vayitzak arba tabayis ba'arba ktsavis l'michbar nechayshes, and he poured 4 rings on the 4 edges of this copper netting, batim levadim, to hold the poles. Vayas sabadim atse shittim, and he made the poles out of shittim wood, vayitzafayis nechayshes, and he covered them with copper. Vayave es habadim atabayis, and he placed the poles inside the rings, al tzalas hamizbech, on the edges of the mizbech, lasis oisei bahem, to carry it with them, nevuv luches asa oisei, hollow of pan. He made it, meaning the inside of the Mizbeach was actually hollow. Vayasa Sakir Nechoshes, Vaskaner Nechoshes, and he made the kior out of copper and its base out of copper. Bimarais Hatsoivais, with these mirrors, Asher Tsavu Pesach Oil Maid. Now let's understand what these mirrors are. Rashi Pasuk Ches tells us, Bimarais Hatsoivais, Bineis Yisrael Hayabiyadin Maris. The daughters of Israel, they had mirrors. Sheroyas Bohen Kshem Miskashtais, they would look at them when they were beautifying themselves. Vaf Oisun Loy Ekfu Mulhavilinivs Hamishkan, and they didn't prevent themselves from bringing those mirrors. They even donated those mirrors to the Mishkan. Vahayamayas Maisha Bahen, Moshe was disgusted with these mirrors, B'nei li Yitzhahara, because they were made for the Yitzhahara. Amar L'Kadosh Baruch Hu Hashem said to him, Kabel, accept these mirrors, Ki Elu Chaviven Olai Min Akol, these are more precious to me than everything else that was brought. Shal Yudehem Hemidu Anashim Tzavayis Rabbis B'Mitzrayim, because through these mirrors, the women established many legions, they produced many legions for Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim. K'shoyu Baleim Yigeim B'Avaydes Perach, because when their husbands were doing back-breaking labor, they would go out to the fields and bring them food and drink. Someone they would feed them, and then they would take these mirrors, and each one would look at herself in the mirror with her husband, and she would try to entice him with words saying, I'm more beautiful than you. And through these words, they were able to arouse their husbands to desire, and then they would be together, and they would conceive and give birth over there. Shenemar says in the Pasuk, and that's understanding the Pasuk, with the mirrors that produced tzevois, that produced legions, v'nasa kiyor mehem, and the kiyor was made out of these mirrors. Shehu lasam shalom ben ish l'ishtai. Its purpose was meant to reestablish peace in between each man and his wife. L'hashkes mimayim shabaseich l'misha kinu labayla, to give water to drink to a saita from this kiyor water. And let's skip the rest of Rashi and go back to Chumash Pasuk Tez. Vayas is a chatzer, and he made the courtyard of the Mishkan lepas negev teimana on the southern side. Kalei achatzer sheish mashzar. The curtains of the courtyard were made out of twisted linen. Mea ba'ama, 100 amas. Amudeim esrim, their pillars were 20, vaneim esrim, and the sockets 20, nechoshes made out of copper. Vave amudeim, chashukeim kasef, the hooks of the pillars and their belts were made out of silver. Blafa as safa, and on the northern side, mea ba'ama, 100 amas. Amudeim esrim, vaneim esrim, 20 pillars, 20 sockets, nechoshes made out of copper. Vave amudeim, chashukeim kasef, the hooks of the pillars and their belts were made out of silver. Blafa as yom, and on the western side, which was the back part of the Mishkan, kilayim, curtains, chamishim ba'ama, 50 amas. Amudei Masara, the pillars were 10, Vatnei Masara, and 10 sockets, Vavei Amudim Chashukeim Kasef, the hooks of the pillars and the belts were made out of silver. V'lepas Kedma Mizracha Chamishim Amah, and on the eastern side, 50 amas, Kolayim Chamishisrei Amah El HaKatef, there was 15 amas of curtains on the shoulder, meaning on one corner or one side of it. Amudeim Shloisha, there was 3 pillars, Vatneim Shloisha, and 3 sockets, V'lekatef Hashenis, and on the second side, meaning on the second shoulder, Mizeh U'Mizeh, L'Shar HaChatzer, on each side of the entranceway out of the chatzer, claim chameshase amah, there was another 15 amas of curtains, amudeim shleisha vadneim shleisha, again 3 pillars and 3 sockets, kol kalei chatzer saviv sheish mashzar, All of the curtains of the courtyard all around were made out of twisted linen. V'adonim l'amudim n'chayshes, and the sockets of the pillars were copper. V'avei amudim chashukim kasef, the hooks of the pillars and the belts around them were made out of silver. V'tzipui rashem kasef, and the plating of the tops were made out of silver. V'emechushakim kasef, kol amudei achatzer, and they were belted with silver, all of the pillars of the chatzer. Umasach shar chatzer masi roikim, and the screen of the gate of the chatzer was the work of an embroiderer. Tcheles vargamnu telashanu shesh mashzar, made out of blue wool, purple wool, scarlet wool, and twisted linen. Ve'esrim ama oirech, it was 20 amas long. Ve'kaima b'roichav chamesh amas, and its height and its width was 5 amas. Lu'umas kalei chatzer, corresponding to the curtains of the chatzer. Vamudei marba v'anei marba nechayshes, and the pillars and the sockets were 4, made out of copper. Vaveim kesef, the hooks were made out of silver. The tzipoy roshem chashukim kasef, and the plating of the tops and the belts were made out of silver. The cholay seidus lemishkan velchatzer savim nechayshes, and all the pegs of the mishkan and the courtyard all around were made out of copper. With this, we complete the last aliyah of Parshas Vayakel. But don't forget that when Parshas Vayakel and Pekudei are together, we are still in the middle of the fourth aliyah of Parshas Vayakel Pekudei. But we're going to stop here for now. Everyone should have a wonderful day.